Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MetVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MetVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MetVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, this woman says she loves her husband, but she's addicted to shellacking the chwing chwangs of strangers. Remember, guys, that when a woman uses the word but, anything that comes before it is a lie, and anything that comes after it is the truth. If the roles were reversed, the men would be vilified as a monster. What she really loves is the resources provided by her cuck husband, while she prefers to get shredded by the bulls. Up next, we have another woman after 10 years of marriage getting large chesticles, and now she works as a spicy dancer. Someone asks her what her relationship with her father was like growing up, and what he would actually think of her new career move. She says she doesn't have a relationship with her father, and doesn't care what he thinks. Enough was said when she mentioned that she did not have a relationship with him. Number 3 is Anastasia, age 38. She says that if you're over 35 and dating, forget about young girls, and find a woman who can recognize signs of stroke. Sounds like something someone that was run through would say, as her options fly away. If you're with her, she'll give you a stroke, and I'm not talking about to your slick willy. She's just coping with her post-wall symptoms. At the very least, I'll give her points for originality. Interesting marketing gimmick there. Moving on, we have one of the so-called smartest women that ever lived, saying that fascism and communism are not opposites, but two rival gangs fighting for the same territory based on collectivist principles, and the man is the rightless slave to the state. Yet she herself was a welfare queen living on government handouts in America. But even still, her speech about money and Atlas Shrugged was epic. The two ideologies have a lot in common, and they gave birth to Democrats. Meanwhile in China, Canadians are starving and the best Justin Trudeau can do is give them tampons in the men's room. The guy standing next to him is probably watching Justin's hand to make sure he doesn't try and assault his schwing schwang again. If he didn't have that cute Castro face, he wouldn't have been elected Supreme Leader of Kanakistan. Just over a year and he's gone. Up next, at least the situation is better with America, with Joe Biden declaring that Easter this year would be known as Transgender Day of Visibility. I absolutely love what he's doing with the country. If I could only make one suggestion, it would be that Christmas this year needs to be renamed the Black Reparations Celebration, a holiday where everyone hands all their gifts to the descendants of slaves. It's only fair, after all. Number 7, we have the tearful wife of the migrant influencer who urged people to invade the United States and squat in homes, and she can't see her husband in an Ohio jail. Maybe there are TikTok videos out there showing her how to get in. She also looks like she's been eating pretty good for both of them not working. They are criminals entering and exploiting America, and now we're supposed to feel sorry for them. Wah. Lady, why don't you meet him in Venezuela because he's being sent back home? Moving on, Aaron Clary says, sorry you missed the 80s. It was awesome. The one question I have is, who's the guy to the right of Bert and Ernie? Someone says that's John Belushi. Another person says he's Bernie, their old roommate who was eventually thrown out, and then began living in a garbage can, before losing his mind and turning into Oscar. The green guy might also be Ernie's cousin who OD'd the night this picture was taken. Number 9, maybe we shouldn't believe that women are as strong as independent as they say they are, because 93% of women in America are stressed about money. Looks like they actually need a male backup plan for their lifestyle and retirement after all. Jessica, the writer of this article, is naive to think that women will build a cash reserve to help them get through these tough times. Every woman is a feminist until the check comes, it seems. Up next, this guy doesn't know what to do because his girlfriend is pregnant and she wants to spend $2,000 on maternity photos, but he wants to use the money to buy a house. Should he put his foot down because after this, you know there'll most likely be christening photos and baby photos as well? My advice to this would-be simp is to find a cheaper photographer. $2,000 is a bit on the pricey side. Some photographers are desperate, and you can probably find one for $300 or $400. Number 11, the Baltimore Bridge collapse, according to this article, brings a reminder of the vulnerabilities of immigrant workers. Does that mean we shouldn't hire them to work construction on the bridge or steer a ship? Fine by me if that's how we protect them. Bridge collapses, illegal migrants most affected. Foreign-born Indian workers on this ship ended 6 Latino immigrants on the bridge. And now they have to find a way to blame Caucasian people somehow. Moving on, we have a 19-year-old saying that she's embarrassed about her body count being 14. But those are rookie numbers, because at her age, some women already have 50. I wonder how she'll feel when it's 300 by 30. She'll probably have the 1,000 schlong stare by second year. And the football and basketball teams might even run a train through her by the time she graduates. Number 13, we have Alex, and she heard that men aren't impressed by a woman's degree and job title, and wonders if it's true or not. Women like her are under the false impression that we care about the same things that they do. In fact, men should be repulsed by a successful woman's degree or career, because such women are running around with a massive ego, behaving like they're smarter than the average plumber, if they have a higher edumacation. That's why they're probably single in the first place. Up next, this is what myself and many other guys see when we look on dating apps. 40-plus-year-old women saying that they want to start a family. You know, she's got baby rabies and she wants to get preggers immediately, and trap you with a downy baby if they're in their early to mid-40s. But if they're older, then they're just delusional. That ship sailed away with their ovaries a long time ago. Now they go into the recreational use only bin. Number 15, Savannah says that the fastest way to weed out losers is to have a no-kissing rule for 3 months when you start dating. It's also going to weed out all the chads as well. It's a trick used to get guys to commit to being in the friend zone for at least 3 months with the hopes of more later. Meanwhile, she's banging Chad behind your back, giving it up to him on the same night that she met him, because she was trying to get commitment out of him. Moving on, we have this new exciting book called In My Daddy's Belly, The Miracle of Male Birth. In my day, males could only give birth to a beer belly, but I guess now we're just gay seahorses or something. We don't need women anymore, and we can just procreate without them. Netflix also has this wonderful show called He's Expecting, and they don't know why they have been losing subscribers lately with quality content like this. I remember watching this back in the day. Number 17 is a fake Ben Shapiro post where fake Ben says his sisters are so much larger and have done more for the right than some Hollywood harlots. The simping from the right is absolutely out of control. He didn't say this, but many on the right probably would. Up next, we have Bonnie, and she says that she's having sex tonight. Someone pipes in and says, with yourself or with somebody else. Then she says that she doesn't accept roasts from people who invest in cryptocurrency, as if getting fabulously wealthy off of crypto is something to be ashamed of. But she was saying this when the price had crashed. She almost perfectly timed the bottom of the market with her words. When she starts buying Bitcoin, I want to be selling it. Number 19, Janet here thinks that children might need to be seen as state assets going forward. Yes, that will help the fertility rates if the government can take your children away for the greater good. The state will then lose all their best people that way as they abandon it and be left with only cowards. Many people have already figured out that the state sees their children as a state asset. Why do you think that people are having less kids than ever? Moving on, these two Israeli women had an unpleasant experience in Belgrade, Serbia. The Serbs stared at them because they were so fat. They said they have zero awareness of fat people. Of course not, because they shame them out of existence, or at least try to. It was either them complaining about that, or the tiny airline seats. They picked this one. There are also many fat people in Serbia, just not this overweight. Plus, fat shaming there is still like in the days of Al Bundy in the 90s. Number 21, the woman that played Stifler's mom in American Pie says she was able to increase her notch count by 200 people due to her role in that film. I really hope she's aware that that isn't exactly a flex. This isn't really an accomplishment, as the average woman can do the same easily. Looks like Stifler's mom had more kids inside of her than a McDonald's playground. But I don't believe these numbers. They're most likely much higher. Up next, what do you do if you're a minimum wage white dude with $3,500 in savings in your own country? You go to the Philippines, of course, where you have to compete with Korean men for the Filipinas. Given the sad state of women in the West, that might not be such a bad move for Borat here. Back in the day, you could pay $6,000 and get a Vietnamese wife delivered in 90 days. If she runs away within a year, you get another one for free. But sadly, this is a fake ad. Number 23, Aaron Clary strikes again. Women drop their knickers when a man with four baby mamas, a 10th grade dropout, and doing 25 to life appears in their lives. If we end welfare, this will stop immediately. According to her, the four baby mamas are proof that he's a high-value male. The criminal record is proof that he can protect her from all the bad men out there. It's like women's strategy is to date the biggest bully on the block. She can also change him, of course. Moving on, imagine you're a woman expecting preferential treatment at a coffee shop because you're a mother and expect to be sent to the front of the line. Sorry, honey, this isn't a bus. It's first come, first serve. Imagine thinking you're that special because someone did this to you. Number 25 and the last one, meet the creator of Star Wars, The Acolyte. She looks like a discount Gina Carano. Also, wasn't this woman Harvey Weinstein's assistant? If Gina Carano were a pizza, this other woman would be like a reheated next day pizza version. Same ingredients, but a terrible aesthetic. Meanwhile, Gina Carano today looks like someone tried to draw her from memory. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.